Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast with Angie and Tanya, where we hope to inspire you to dream big and push past your fear, empower you to take charge of your own life, and challenge you to be the most authentic self you can be. To the Simply Authentic Podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. And we're super excited to be with you today because we're celebrating our one-year anniversary. 1 year.
1 year.
So we started this a year ago, the first week of June. And that's where we are, where we find ourselves today. And so we are excited to tell you about a guest we have with us today. And it's Jamie Dressler with Arvest Bank. And she's a friend and colleague of ours. And she's joining us to turn the tables on interviewing, and she's going to be interviewing Angie and I today.
Yeah. I am welcome. So excited.
We're excited.
Thank you guys, and congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
1 year.
1 year.
I know.
So crazy.
I know, it is. It's been a fast year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I am so excited. I feel truly honored to be your guest today. I'm a little bit nervous, I'm not going to lie, but I will say, for those of you that don't know, I probably talked a little bit too much one night and was overly enthusiastic about the podcast, which is probably why I'm sitting here today.
That's exactly why she's sitting
here. We knew she was an avid listener.
We did. And we're so proud of that. And the night we're talking about, we got to talking about the podcast. And Jamie, you just gave us like 5 or 6 examples rattled off, you know, in this episode and that episode and this episode and what you learned from it. And that's the kind of listener we love to hear about. So,
and that's why we do what we do. That's why we're here.
That's exactly right. Why we keep podcasting and just spreading the word of whatever the topic is, whatever the discussion is. So we appreciate you being here.
Yeah. I am excited to be here. And I will say for those that know me, and I'm constantly sharing the podcast or saying, oh, this is what I learned today, or you know, I am truly genuine in those comments and those thoughts, just simply because I feel like the podcast came at the right time for me in my life. And so I joke with my husband and say, I'm not really sure if today's going to be my therapy session, my coaching session, or I'm getting informed on something that's been happening or happening around me
that
I had no clue about. But I'm definitely sincere and very honored to be here and so excited and looking forward to many more years to come.
Yeah absolutely.
Thanks. Thanks.
So to get us started, you take off, Jamie.
Yeah.
You're the interviewer today.
This is kind of weird.
Today.
Yeah, it's cool.
I know. This is kind of fun. So I can ask you anything.
Ask us anything.
Okay, well, let's start with what have you learned throughout this process? Because I know there was a lot of soul searching and a lot of conversation that happened. I believe it started with Lori Robertson,
right?
Correct.
And
yes.
So that kind of got you on this path. So over the last year, what sticks out that you've learned the most?
That's a big question because I feel like we've learned so much. I feel like I've grown as a person. We wanted to do this because we wanted to use our years of expertise to help people, like you said, whether it's a therapy session or we bring you somebody that you didn't know that might be able to help you in your business or your family life or just things that are going around and on in the community that you didn't know about that you'd like to be more engaged in. So the thought process was we want to help others, right? Well, I mean, honestly, it's been about it's really been the most biggest takeaway has been what we've learned from each other, from the people that we have interviewed. I feel like I've just grown immensely and just grateful to have had the opportunity because I thought about doing it on my own. Tanya thought about doing it on your own at one point. And just it was serendipitous that we would meet with Lori Robertson and she would start to suggest that we do something that had never been done before in two brokers collaborating on a project together, and then just knowing Tanya and I knowing each other from the board and knowing what our work ethics were and that we both are very like-minded. It was meant to be. It was fate.
Yeah. And I think for me, I have met so many great people. I have learned so much from just the different topics and the different subject matter that we've brought to the listeners. Those people that we've collaborated with and interviewed, probably to begin with, I didn't know a lot of them. So I get to make a connection there and just learning what their expertise is. I think that in a world where we're so busy, we have to take moments to ourselves to grow ourselves. And I think that's what podcasts do for me. And so I feel like that's what the last year has done for me in my life and probably my business, just to better define the ways I'm practicing or define how I'm being a friend or how I'm communicating, just the different things that we've also taken away from each podcast. I think, you know, it's almost probably immeasurable.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's interesting that, you know, it doesn't matter what your business is. We've interviewed a lot of entrepreneurs, and as they tell their story, I think we find ourselves thinking, yeah, I experienced something very similar, and this is how I overcame. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to hear where people are in the process and their journey of entrepreneurship, and we can take some of that away and connect it to real estate. You know, we get asked all the time, is your podcast about real estate? And it's really, that's one thing I love about us working together is that we've been pretty fearless in terms of topics. Mm-hmm. There's not any topic we've said we're not going to cover. We're not going to go there, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there's a lot of topics we didn't know much about to start with.
Right.
And yeah, either one of us or one of the two of us, and we had to go out and research. We had to figure out to make it worthwhile to bring something that was great and could be takeaways for our listeners. We had to go out and educate ourselves and try to figure out what questions to ask to make it most beneficial. So
that's one thing I will say that I've enjoyed most about the podcast too is you mentioned we are so busy, mm-hmm, and we're constantly going from one place to the next, and there have been so many things that I have learned just about our area that, mm-hmm, you know how sometimes you get in the car and you take the same path every
right
single time.
Yes. Right.
All of a sudden you get sidetracked and you go a different way and you're like, I didn't even know that place was there.
Yes.
How long has that been there? And it's been years, right?
Right.
And I feel like for you guys, that's kind of what has happened with me is you bringing this to all of us listeners. And it's exciting because in an hour's time, I can learn so much and not have to leave my bathroom because
right
I'm just getting
yeah
ready
right
as
exactly
I'm listening,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
So I don't know.
Exactly.
That's
so easy.
That's been the most exciting for me too, is just the things that you bring to us. So,
well,
and we get
you
to learn too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure you probably were expecting, I was going to ask this question, but do you have a favorite episode, a favorite person, a favorite topic, or...
Oh, gosh.
Lots of faves.
This can take a while.
Yeah, right.
Where's that champagne?
Right?
So I'll just add a couple of my favorites, and I'm sure that will lead into some of yours as well.
Yeah.
So, we could go back and say what numbers they are. Angie was very particular about her list, and she made a mark on them. I did not. I just wrote my list
These
out.
Are actually by rank on our platform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not my rank. They're the rank on the platform.
Okay, so, all right. Well, make sure you tell us that
okay
when we get
I
towards
will
the end.
Okay.
So some of my favorites were talking about tribes. We had, I believe, tribe 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. And that was talking about friendships. And at our ages, we're all around the same age. That's a ongoing thought, right? Because we're always in friendship groups for a purpose. Mm-hmm. It might be your drinking buddies on the weekends, might be your lake friends on the weekends. They might be different than your winter friends of who you spend time with. Your work associates that you see all year long throughout the week, they're another tribe. And then you have your, maybe your high school girlfriends or your college girlfriends or boyfriends. We're talking to you men too. I resonate with that. And I think it's something that we think about at this age more and more, just because we were just talking about things that fill our cup. Giving time to people at this point in our lives, we can differentiate whether it's good for us or not. Mm-hmm. And if there's a toxic relationship that maybe you've had forever and ever, and you've just put up with it, there's a time that you're going to cut that off and say, that's not good for me anymore. I do not find joy in even talking to you anymore. Mm-hmm. So I loved the conversation about tribes. A couple before, more.
Before you go on, I just want to comment on tribes while we're here that, you know, when you're in your 20s, when you're in high school, you're friends with whoever's around you, right? Your pool of options for friendships are minimal. And then you go to college, kind of the same thing. You're around the people that are kind of, you're in a group that of people that are just around you. It's not like you get to really choose. Yes, we choose our friends, but really it's you have a select group of people to choose from. Then when you get to be our age, we were kind of having a conversation before we started that we're at the top of our games. We're business owners, you know, mortgage lenders that are now leading other teams. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, we had our people that were in our position that we're in right now. We could look up to them. We could ask them questions. We could get guidance from them. We're that person now. And that makes it more difficult to find the right people. And you've got people doing different things. Now I have friends who are retired. Now I have friends who have grandkids. You still have to try to find people that, one of the things we've learned through doing this is there are a lot of women like us, and probably men. But what I think about men is they can go out on the golf course and you know, they can connect with whoever they're golfing with. We are pulled in so many different directions that sometimes it's hard to get a group of people together and recognize who those people are. And we've had people other listeners reach out to us and say, we did a little retreat a little gathering, you know, early on back in September, just to thank our listeners. And they loved being around like-minded people, and we want to try to build. People need community, is what I'm getting at, and that's what we're trying to build is a community that we can help, and that we can bounce ideas off of each other, and maybe whatever we want to accomplish, we can find something within that group that can help us get there, as well as we can help them.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so one of my favorites too.
Okay, good. Okay. Some of my other favorites was the one with trust, wills, and estate planning, mm-hmm. with Danielle mm-hmm. Kincaid. Yes. I think at our ages, again, we can all appreciate being able to know if you drop dead tomorrow, there's a plan, and mm-hmm. that you didn't leave a big mess for your family. So that conversation continues to inspire me, because there's so many people out there that have not done their estate mm-hmm. planning for their mm-hmm. family.
Yes.
Some others are the Paula Doherty and the financial planning, and she gave more just logical tips of mm-hmm. getting yourself organized financially. That's a goal of mine every year, and that's another podcast to mention is the one on goals that we did at the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. We all discussed before we started recording that we're all like-minded in that way, and that we have our goals written down. We review them or see them daily. And to surround yourself with other people, it fills your cup. You can discuss those goals openly. It's more comfortable, and you're confident in nothing ever being dumb or out of reach or just something that can't be attainable, because you're talking to people who have lofty goals as well. Mm-hmm. So that's another one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It's hard to choose some favorites. Of course, I can't ever get enough of Terry Tucker. She's just, mm-hmm. in terms of the leadership realm, she has so much to bring to the table. And I'm fortunate I get to listen to her every year when she comes and speaks to our Leadership Academy at Greater Springfield Board of Realtors. Having her on the podcast was just tremendous. And she had so many great takeaways for our, mm-hmm. listeners. Lori Robertson, you know, we can't say enough about Lori Robertson. Obviously, she helped us get started, but now she's helping so many other women out there find their voice and how to speak their truth and tell their story. Mm-hmm. And she's working a lot with 417 right now. She's just a gem and we love her. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Back Porch Hens.
Agreed.
I mean, the Back Porch Hens.
I love them.
They are strong competitors right,
yes.
there in our, yeah.
Agreed. And being able to sit around with Callie and Sandy and discuss whatever we've decided the topics are going to be. It, mm-hmm. it's enriching.
Yes.
Again,
yes.
It fills our cup. And I hope that the listeners get the same feeling from that, that it's just some girlfriends sitting around discussing hormones or, yes. family traditions or whatever it was. So, mm-hmm. we've had two of those episodes, mm-hmm. now. We love those.
Yeah. You know, I think there's other episodes that I would consider my most inspiring. There's things that you learn the most from, mm-hmm, things, yes. that you really enjoy the conversation. There's also, you know, Michelle Billions lost her husband, and she, mm-hmm. had no interest in the business that they, the two businesses that they ran, mm-hmm. and had to figure out in a short period of time, unexpected death, had to figure out how to make that work with her kids and her family and what she was doing. And that to me was just a very inspiring story. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you talk about some other, just some people who are, you take, and sorry, his name is escaping me right now. Why is it?
Who? Tell us.
Lock and Stash, Austin,
yes,
Elliott.
Austin. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I find him inspiring is because he had a dream and he wanted to do something. And while most people would just take the easy route and go to California or, mm-hmm. somewhere that was big into video and videography and movies and things like that, he just said, we can make this work here. Mm-hmm. And it's inspiring. I think it's most inspiring for our younger listeners to know that you don't have to go somewhere else if you don't want to. If you, mm-hmm. want to do something here, there are lots of opportunities, and it's getting more and more so every, you know, all the time, where there are more opportunities. You can create your own opportunity, I guess, yes. is what the message that he really gave was, you can create your own opportunity wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That reminded me of someone else we interviewed, the 417 foodist.
Yes.
And talk about somebody who just took a love and passion and is building a business around it.
Mm-hmm.
I rely on him.
He's the mechanic for
John Deere Reman. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So what a
exactly
right?
His
yes.
day job, yes. is totally different, yes. than his side
passion.
Gig.
Yes.
His passion.
Yeah.
And that side gig of going around and featuring restaurants, what a great promotion on, yeah. his social media, mm-hmm. has gotten him now to be blogging on the side and doing radio and, mm-hmm. TV.
Mm-hmm.
That story in itself is just another really great example, as Austin Elliott's was, of just saying, I think I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to try this. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. I rely on him to tell me where to eat and what to try, you,
yes.
know?
Yes.
I love watching him travel around in 417.
I, yes. do too.
Yeah.
Me too. And,
yeah.
I didn't know anything about him until your podcast.
Really?
Yes.
That's,
yes.
right.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You got any others that come to mind?
Oh, goodness. Angie? Like I said, we could just go so on many. And on.
Yes. So many.
You know, Vanessa Howes, another inspirational yes. story, yes. who has been a realtor, you know, the bulk of her life and decided that she wanted to do something. She was driven to do it for health reasons, that she was having some chronic pain, and she figured out how to relieve that pain for herself and thought, I can bring this to Springfield, Missouri. And mm-hmm. that yes. was a leap of faith. I think that's what one of the main topics that we wanted to talk about throughout our journey is people who have taken a risk at whatever mm-hmm. age, and while there's fear there, they've really embraced faith over fear, and they've been able mm-hmm. to accomplish really great things. And those stories are, we want to bring more and more of those to light, because that's, I think that's just a good lesson for all of us to be reminded of.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Totally agree. Mm-hmm. So while most people, like myself, up until yesterday, thought that it was probably just a bunch of women listening to this podcast.
I know, right?
You guys put out the statistics yesterday that nearly 25% of your listeners are men.
Yeah. yeah.
Were you surprised by that?
I was a little surprised
by
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
And
yeah.
you can go on and get those analytics at any time. But, you know, we get yeah. busy and we just sometimes really don't pay attention to them. And I was fooling with it over the weekend. And saw that, screenshotted it, and I thought, other people should know this,
yeah.
you know,
yes.
because I, too, was surprised. And I say that, and Angie and I know some men, Steve Phillips being one of them, mm-hmm. who have mm-hmm. told us, he's kind of like you, Jamie, like when yes. we run into him, he's like, hey, I listened to that podcast about communication, and I really liked the part about blah, 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 whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
He's also done that numerous times with me. And so we know we have some men listening. We just, you know, we just being women yes. and knowing that a lot of the people that we surround ourselves with are women, mm-hmm. We just probably didn't realize that almost 25% is men. And we're so pleased about
we
that,
are.
Yes. right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think we have a great message. It doesn't matter who you are. If we're talking about menopause, should a man learn more about menopause because they have a, you know, a yes. wife, a significant other, whatever, it could help their relationship if they understand yes. what she's yes. going through. Just, you know, when we, a lot of our topics are, don't follow any specific demographic. We, right. we tend to have right. more women guests. We, you know, we've kind of been focused on women because that's what we are.
Yes.
Let's be honest. I don't know a whole lot about being a man. So, but I love that there are men that are tuning in and hopefully having some great takeaways. Yes. And yeah, I love that. And I was surprised to see that it was 25%.
Yeah.
I thought it was
exciting.
I wonder if LG Linville secretly listens.
Well, I know Kelly makes him sometimes.
Yeah. See, I think a real man should listen to this podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, I think it'd be interesting. I've never looked at this, but it'd be interesting to see what percentage of all podcast listeners are men yeah. versus women.
True.
I'm yeah. guessing women are a higher percentage. You've mm-hmm. got guys that are going to listen to, you know, Travis Kelce's, and they're going to listen to Ed Milet, and they're, you know, or sports related podcasts. But mm-hmm. I'm curious what percentage and how we rank among those. It's mm-hmm. something I'm probably going to have to look up, because I feel like of the people I talk to, more women. You know, there's a bigger percentage of women. And I think it's because we do take advantage of those downtimes. Like you say, you listen while you're putting your makeup. That's exactly yes. when I listen. Or if I go out for a walk, I know you listen to mm-hmm. them when you're walking. But that's how I get my day started. Mm-hmm. Rather than, I love music, but just, I think it's been this gradual shift over the last, say, 5 or 6 years that I've really embraced getting up in the morning and doing my daily routine, my mantras, my affirmations, and listening to something that will help me,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes.
something that is okay. helping me lead a better life, that is helping me be a better leader, better person. And that's what I'm really, and I have a 5-minute drive to the office. So it's not like I can really get into a podcast while I'm, you know, driving
right.
to work. But if I'm driving somewhere, you know, that's a 30, 45 minute drive, that's perfect time to listen. I know mm-hmm. as we've kind of talked to our listeners over the last year, those are the times that they're listening to. So, right. You know, morning ritual, part of a morning ritual while, as they walk or exercise, or when they're in the car driving. And I guess, you know, men, it takes them, what, 10 minutes to get ready in the morning? And
Maybe.
So that's not going to be a great time for them. And if they have a short drive to the office, that's not going to be. So maybe we just find there are better options for us in terms of time to listen. But yeah, it's an interesting statistic.
Mm-hmm. I thought so too. I thought it was neat. Mm-hmm. So are there any guests or any particular topics that you've had such positive feedback over, or, hey, I want to hear more on that, that you've thought about bringing back? Or I know you mentioned, you know, back porch hints. Mm-hmm. Are they going to come back for another session, or give us a little more?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see them again this year.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah, we always have a good reason and many things to talk about. Yes. So I'm sure we'll see them.
Yeah.
One of the podcasts we did about mental health, we had multiple people come to us or message us and say, thank you for having that conversation. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to go to counseling. I feel like it made me really think about my children and maybe how their behavior is, and maybe I need to pay more attention. So we do want to do another mental health professional. So that is one topic that, gosh, you could talk about many times and it never be too much.
No. Right. It's so important. Right.
I was saying we just scratched the surface. We had Katie Gerwell on, and she's a coach, a therapist, but we just scratched the surface, honestly, with her. And we just hope to have some other, and it's not, again, it's one of those topics that can be, people don't want to talk about, they don't want to hear about, but it certainly is something that is prevalent. And I believe that it's becoming more acceptable to have those discussions because we all, you know, suffer from something, you know, whether it's anxiety or whether it's whatever the case may be. Let's be honest with ourselves that it's not like it's one in a hundred now. It's probably more like 95 out of 100 or maybe 100. Yes. I don't, you know, the statistics are high in terms of, and we need to be okay with saying something. We need to be okay with saying, there's something going on. I just know. And with our conversation with Katie, we learned that sometimes it's just about having somebody to talk to, just having a third person. You know, I love and trust Tanya, but you know, maybe there's something I don't feel comfortable telling Tanya, and just having somebody who doesn't know me, who has, you know, they can just give me honest feedback and have no agenda, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's just can be a relief, I think, to people. And so I think we need to be okay with saying, I need some help, or I just need somebody to talk to, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll definitely dig into that some more. You know, I think, again, trying to continue to find those inspiring stories, people who are not just in one lane or another, but just people in general who have those inspiring stories that, because we love hearing that, gosh, I love that conversation with whomever, they're taking a great risk, or they're doing, you know, doing great things. And just, you know, also continuing to do our In the Neighborhood episodes. There's not a lot of depth to those, but what there is bringing attention to local, because we're very big proponents of local, supporting local. We all need to be aware of that and do that, I think. So that's what that allows us to do, is to go out in our communities and highlight some of these small businesses that their margins are not very high. You know, you get into small retail, restaurant, their margins aren't there. So, you know, if we can do something to help support them and bring attention to their business, I think we both are, you know, we both feel very for, and it's fun. It's fun for us to get out. It's good for us as realtors to get out into our community and see what's going on, and be a way of promoting through the podcast what businesses are out there that we should try to support that are local.
Yeah,
absolutely. So is there anyone out there or any particular topic that you've been trying to get that speaker, or trying to find someone who has that knowledge base for that topic that you're looking for. I say that only because, you know, there's so many listeners out there and we all have our own network of people. So sure. If you say, hey, we're looking for someone like this, or I've been trying to get in with this person, maybe there's someone out here that can help make that connection.
Mm-hmm. I think we're always open to somebody making a recommendation and introducing us to someone, because we've kind of this year, we've kind of each month we've had maybe a little bit of a subject matter and done it kind of a month at a time and then moved on to a different subject matter. That's not always how we function. So sometimes it's, you know, it's somebody cooking food and it's somebody teaching school. You know, it could be right. totally different, polar opposites career-wise. We're open to suggestions always. And we have a running list of people mm-hmm. that we would like to reach out to that we just haven't had a chance to do that yet. We've had suggestions from friends and listeners before. We've got those people on a list. So mm-hmm. I think it is a constant motion mm-hmm. that we're saying, okay, what are we going to do for July? What are we going to do for August? And, you know, so we're always open to someone reaching out and plugging us into a great story or a topic. Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked the question, because I do want to encourage our listeners to do that. I think we forget to ask sometimes, mm-hmm. and we do want to know what you want to hear about. And that's important to us. We come up with topics, obviously, that's part of what we do, part of our planning process. But, you know, saying that we want to talk more about mental health, if you've got something, someone specific yes. that you would like for us to talk to, or you know someone in mm-hmm. that field, we would love to have a conversation. We're very intentional, Jamie, about the yeah. people that we have on. We don't just say, oh yeah, we're going to have, you know, so-and-so on. We try to, if neither one of us knows them, then we try to have a meeting with them in advance. We have a little coffee meeting and we try to have a conversation with them in advance, so that we know not everybody's great in front of the camera. We do, you know, the biggest majority of our listeners listen, they don't watch, but mm-hmm. we are on YouTube and you do have the opportunity to watch us. But we want to make sure that that when we have someone that we're thinking about having on, that we really get to know them a little bit, because again, mm-hmm. not everybody's great right. at answering questions. You might have somebody who's terrific in their field, but this is really just not their jam. They mm-hmm. don't right. have, they're not great conversationalists. They don't have, you know, the ability, they don't like being in front of the camera, whatever the case may be. Right. But so we really are intentional, and we want to know that people are, that we are giving our listeners the best that we can give them, that we are trying to give them people that we feel have a lot of things to share. So in that vein, if there's someone, don't ever hesitate to reach out to one of us or contact us via social media. We would love to hear what you want to hear about, because again, we've been talking about what we want to talk mm-hmm. about. We do pay attention. We certainly pay attention. We're always watching what our top episode is still the one about the trail. So it's the one with Mary Cromery. And that just spoke to people, I guess. I believe that here in the Ozarks, we do, one of the things we appreciate is our outdoors. We've mm-hmm. got great trail systems. And I don't, it's hard to find someone who hasn't been on our trail system, right? Or hasn't yes. been somewhere utilizing a trail. So, and to know about those trails, understand how that came to be, that's not just, I mean, I've heard people complain, well, why don't they finish this particular trail? Well, there's a reason for that. It could be a roadblock in right. owning the land. It could be, you know, a family who doesn't want to sell a part of that. It could be just terrain issues or whatever the case may be. I think that was really educational. But we do pay attention to the ones that are getting the most downloads, the most plays. Pay attention to what people say to mm-hmm. us when we see them in public and they mention a certain episode. So it's not just what we want to hear. It's also right. we're trying to pay attention. So that was a really long answer to give us your suggestions. Well, here's what happened. In the middle of that, but I got distracted because the champagne has arrived.
Champagne's arrived.
I lost my train of thought because there was alcohol near.
Thanks to Madden Murphin bringing this over.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Madden.
Yeah. Jamie, why don't you tell us what your favorite episodes have been and why?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, I've had a lot of favorites, but I especially liked the beginning episodes, just learning the whole thought process behind, because I will tell you, you know, I'm in the mortgage industry, you both are in real estate, but you're competing brokerages, right? And mm-hmm. so, not that we aren't all friends with those that are competition, but I thought it was very interesting how the two of you came mm-hmm. together and your paths just kept crossing with, mm-hmm. You know, the board and all of those events. So that was one of my favorites. It was just neat to hear the story, right? And
right.
you both work so well together. You complement one another. And so it's that part of it was really neat. I too enjoy the Goal podcast, mm-hmm. the Terry Tucker, loved that one. Mm-hmm. In the Neighborhoods, mm-hmm. the Back Porch Hands. I mean, I have so many. I know I mentioned this earlier, and probably one of my least favorite was the trails, only because I'm like, I'm too scared to go on a trail by myself. Now, for any of my friends out there that want to go on trails with me, I will, but I'm not going to be one of those that's just like,
right.
I'm going to go hit the trail today.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
But it's funny that so many other people, that was their number one, right?
Right, yeah.
I just, yeah. like I said before, I just love all that you bring to inform us, and I feel motivated. I take a lot of what is talked about back to my team. We have a weekly call, a Zoom call on Wednesday, so it's perfect timing because at 8:30 we all get on, we collaborate together, and so
awesome.
Often can share those things. So I will tell you my two favorite real estate stories, Vanessa Howes,
yes.
how she ended up selling a house that wasn't really for sale.
Yes.
And then Logan Aguirre, her spooky house story.
I know.
Story.
Yes. Spooky yes. House
those
story.
Were my Great. Those were my two favorite yeah. real estate stories. So if you haven't heard it, you need to go back
yes.
and listen to those episodes.
Yeah.
So
I can listen to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But I'm a huge fan.
It. That's good
well,
stuff.
We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything you didn't ask us that you want to ask?
I don't think so. I could spend hours asking all of these questions and talking.
Yeah.
But
you know, one thing I just want to mention that it is it's not what we thought it would be. You know, we knew that we had plenty of topics. We had things. We know people. We've done things. We can talk about anything, right? We knew we had subject matter. We certainly couldn't have done it without a studio. We had no desire to figure out how to edit or produce or record. So we've been very, very fortunate.
Yes.
And I think people get into things sometimes. I'm proud of us mm-hmm. for sticking with it. We have other businesses that we run, mm-hmm. and this is a business unto itself. And we stuck it out for a year, and we have so much more in us, and we do enjoy doing it, and mm-hmm. we love being stopped on the street. Hey, you guys are the podcast girls. You know, we are recognized now sometimes, mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool, but it's more important when we hear people say what we've been able to help them with and what they've mm-hmm. learned or grown from. But, you know, there are a lot of people who say, I'm going to start a podcast, and they have no idea. We didn't have an idea. And we took 6 months preparing and had several recorded in the bag before we ever mm-hmm. launched one. And, you know, it's constant. It is, you've got to figure out the right people. You've got to find time to meet with those people. You've got to schedule. You've got to have planning meetings. You've got to go out and be in the community and go to things like Biz 417 and Ladies Who Launch, which we'll be at in July, just to learn these things. But mm-hmm. we're growing. We're excited about where we've come from and what we've been able to do. And if you'll notice, like we said, there's not one vein of we're open to doing anything. We'll talk about anything, and we have. And one of the great things about us when we started this, we said, we're just going to be flexible. You know, if nobody listens, it's okay. We're doing something we feel good about, and we're going to put out a good product, and hopefully people will listen, and they have, and that's been really rewarding. But, you know, if you're thinking about doing something, we weren't going to do something we couldn't do good or well. Right. You know, we were only going to do this if we could do it and do it well, and that's what we feel like we've done, and we'll continue to try to do that. And we have so many ideas. The problem is we have great ideas, and then we don't have time to follow through on planning. But we're you know, a little bit at a time. We're just trying to make sure that it's good quality, and we still enjoy doing it. So.
Well, from the listener side, we definitely appreciate you and look forward to each week. So
good. Thank you. Thank you, Jamie, for being here. You. And we want to definitely thank Jordan because he gets to sit here and learn whatever topic we are talking about, right. Even if it's menopause, he has learned so much.
That's right.
But we want to thank Gershman Mortgage because without their studio, we probably would never have pulled this off because she and I just didn't have that in us.
No, we did not. You know,
and on that note, the champagne is popped.
That's right. And before we leave, we do want to thank our listeners truly from the bottom of our hearts for taking the time to listen to us, to give us feedback. We couldn't appreciate you more. Our guests took a chance on being, you know, here with us. Some of them didn't know us very well.
Yeah.
And they saw some value in it, felt like they could provide something. So thank you to our guests. Big shout out to Jack. Just, you know, she said Gershman Mortgage, but Jack has provided, you know, something here that we, like you said, couldn't do without that. So anyway, big thank yous, great gratitude, and
keep listening. Coming up in the next 2 months, we've got women health topics. Coming up in June, July, we're going to talk about summer. In August, we're going to talk about back to school. So be listening. Thanks for listening in. And
cheers
to 1 year.
Woo!
Thank you for listening to the Simply Authentic podcast. Be sure to hit follow so that you can see each episode as it pops up weekly.